This is the son of PCJ.
On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your show, the Happy Station Show on PCJ Radio, or I should say from PCJ Radio for great partner stations around the world. It's very nice to have you with us for the next 55 minutes for some wonderful music, some light chit-chat, and who knows what will come out of my mouth. Yes. Don't worry, it's not going to be anything naughty. Anyway, it's very nice to have you with us today. We're going to be getting to some of the correspondence that came in. We actually have quite a bit that we haven't gotten to recently, but we're going to do that a little bit later on in the show. I'd like to begin first with a request going out to Jotam. That's his name. He didn't put a last name, but his name is Jotam, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. He lives in Bangladesh, and he wants to hear Strawberry Fields Forever, The Beatles. Actually, one of my favorites. Here they are, The Beatles, and Strawberry Fields Forever on your program, The Happy Station Show.
Let me take you down. Sometimes always think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever, Strawberry Fields forever, Strawberry Fields forever.
Strawberry Fields forever, the Beatles, going out to Jotam on today's program. You know, just recently, I don't know why, but all of a sudden I just started listening to all the Beatles music that I have and came across some interviews that I did a very, very long time ago. I did an interview with George Harrison. This is in 1992. And I asked him what was one of the big changes that they remember in the early days. And he said, well, from when they did the first album to going into recording stereo, he said that was completely different. And he's told this story many times before. Basically, he said when they recorded the first album, it was on mono, it was on two-track mono. They go into the control room and there was one speaker and they heard everything out of that one speaker. And he said when they made the move to stereo, he said it confused the hell out of everybody because they said they heard sounds out of here and sounds out of here. They said it ruined the sound until they were told, look, you can do this. You can pan everything here. You can move things around. You can change this. And he said all of a sudden it became a whole different experience about recording. And speaking of the Beatles, by the way, what year was it? 2004, I had produced a special two-hour program for China Radio International about the Beatles, and we're going to be uploading that archive program on the PCJ website very soon, and I think you'll have a lot of fun listening to it. There's a lot of rare clips in there, some Beatles recordings that were never released that we got hold of. These were radio recordings made in, guess where? Hong Kong. Yes, some radio recordings made at RTHK when the Beatles went to Hong Kong in the early 1960s. So we're going to be uploading that very soon to the PCJ website so you can check it out. Now, last week, this show, the Happy Station Show, was also broadcast to Europe on the 1st and 3rd of October on a special event broadcast from Local Radio in Germany. There is a program that is going to be running monthly on that station, which is our own Jazz for the Asking. But they had a special shortwave transmission for 3 days, which they do from time to time. And part of that schedule was Happy Station. Well, actually, we got quite a few people that wrote in from Germany, actually. Just before I came in to record this program, I got an email from a listener by the name of Frank Schuttig. I think that is the way you pronounce your name. And he said that he's a German. He's been living in Bali, Indonesia for the last 8 years, and he's interested in radio stations from all around the world. I want to send you a reception report for the program that aired on Hamburg Local Radio. I hope you will find it Interesting. Well, of course, I always find it interesting. So thank you for that. Also, another one here from Thomas Drescher, also in Germany. Thank you very much for sending in your contact details. And we have another one here. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice today. We have another one here that came in from a listener who's actually in Switzerland who was tuning to the program at 10 hours UTC. He listened for about 35 minutes and he said the SIMPO was a 44434. And I know this is going to sound bad, but believe it or not, I don't know what SIMPO stands for. No, I know what it stands for, but if you say to me, oh, 44335562277111111111, I will just look at you like this. I know this is radio, so you can't see my face, but just sort of imagine me looking bewildered. You don't have to imagine it. I always look that way. Anyway, thank you very, very much. There is actually something else that I want to get to, but let's have a piece of music, and then I'll tell you about that in a moment. We're now going to have a piece of music dedicated to all our friends who live down under in Australia, because it is the summertime. You're coming up to your summer. The rest of the world is coming up to winter, but you're going into your summer. So here's Cliff Richard for you and Summer Holiday.
We're all going on a summer holiday. No more working for a week or two. Fun and laughter on a summer holiday. No more worries for me or you. We're going where the sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true. Sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true. For me and you.
Mr. Cliff Richard and Summer Holiday, dedicated to all our friends in Australia who are now going into their summer. I have to tell you, I'm kind of depressed that we're going into our winter. Just to tell you a little bit of what the weather's been like here in Taiwan over the last 3 weeks. Well, summer, of course, was very hot, you know. And then one day, we were like 36, 100% humidity. The next day, it dropped to 22 in the daytime and 19 at night, which doesn't sound very cold, but it was very damp. And then that lasted for about a week, and then we went right back up to 35, 36 with 100% humidity. Then we had a lot of rain and a lot of wind, and then the temperature dropped back down to 22 again. And it is kind of yucky. A lot of you, of course, are familiar with humidifiers to humidify the air in the dry winters. Well, here in Taiwan, myself and, of course, a lot of other people included have dehumidifiers to take away the humidity in the air. And just to tell you how bad it is, last night when I got home, I had dinner, took my dogs for a walk, played with my cat. Yes, I have a cat now. That's a whole other story. So three dogs and one cat. Anyway, I was playing with them. Watched a little television, responded to some emails. then went to bed. Well, the bed seemed wet. The towels that I had just washed, which were dry, also seemed wet because of the dampness. And that's because I hadn't turned on my dehumidifier. I have three of them at home, actually. One in the living room, one in the kitchen, and then one in the bedroom. And usually in the winter months, from probably October for the next like 3 months, they are on 24/7. You really need it. It is really kind of disgusting the way the air is at this time of year. But I'll tell you this. I would take this over the snow any day. I am not a snow fan. Really not a snow fan. Somebody said to me, you were born in Montreal and you don't like the snow? Can't stand the snow. I hate the winters. Hate the cold. Which is probably one of the reasons why I left. Okay. Now, just before we got to that song, I was telling you about some listeners from Germany who tuned in via shortwave to a special transmission that we had. Over the summer, as you know, we had the PCJ Summer Contest for all those radios. And we, of course, we drew everything. And of course, everybody will be expecting a thank you gift. Now, I just finished, just today, responding back to every single person. They're in a pile. Johan has put them in envelopes. And we're going to be dropping them by to the post office next Monday. So expect that in your mailbox in the next 3 weeks. Now you're saying, well, wait a second, I wrote in June, why are you only getting to it now? Well, the very simple reason is, unlike other stations, we don't have a correspondence department. The correspondence department is myself and Johan, and we do it when we don't have any other things to do. So that is the reason for that. Okay, time now for more music. When we come back, we're going to bring you another installment of Flash Frisbone, the DJ who just couldn't hold down a job. I believe it's the final episode, but I could be mistaken on that. Because Johan is not paying any attention to what I'm saying. He's nodding up and down. He doesn't know either. Oh, thank you very much. Time for music from Brazil. Here's Babel Gilberto and August Day Song. Fabian. August A. Song, Babel Gilberto. Our website, by the way, is www.pcjmedia.com if you wish to listen to this program again or download past editions. And of course, the other programs as well that you can find at PCJ Media. Our email address is, as always, hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And don't forget to look for us on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Radio and PCJ Media. Well, while that song was playing, we did sort it out. It is the final installment of Flash Frisbone, the DJ who just couldn't hold down a job. We bring it to you now.
And now, letters.
Letters.
Letters. Letters. To Flash.
Hey, neat music.
And greetings, air checkers around the world. It's Letters to Flash, magnetically encoded responses to your queries and ponderings about radio's most amazing continuing personality, Flash Frisbone.
Hi there, thanks for the neat introduction.
Well, I was only reading it.
I thought you were my friend.
Well, that's what they pay me for.
Oh, okay. Well, hi, everybody. It's me, Flash, and here we are with Letters to Flash.
Right you are, Flash. And, hey, we've got a big bag full of mail here.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Been just kind of waiting to be answered. And here's one. Oh, this one is, this one's 3 months old.
Been sitting in the bag all that time?
Well, no, we just got this one yesterday.
Oh, must have been delayed in the mail.
Okay, all right, let's see. It's from Hillary Sackbutt of Boston, Massachusetts, who writes,
yeah.
Dear Flash,
uh-huh.
Haven't heard from you since the Q-Bummer episode.
Uh-huh.
And this is a two-parter, Flash. We have two questions.
Yeah.
Number one, uh-huh. Did you die?
Yeah.
And number two, what was in those pills you ate?
Okay, I did not die. I got really sick, but I didn't die. And what was in the pills? I don't know what was in the pills. What's the next letter?
Okay, let's see. This one is... No, this one's addressed to Wheat Checks.
Oh.
Okay, damaged and mailed by the U.S. Postal Service. Can't quite read that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, here's one. This is from Murray the Q from Sprocket Wrench, Saskatchewan, who writes,
yeah.
Dear Flash,
was that a
loved your Canadian episodes.
Uh-huh.
And Murray wants to know if you think that any other station will pick up the WAP, that's the weather-oriented pop format, now that disco is really dead.
Okay, I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. How am I supposed to know that? Huh?
I don't know. Well, it's Letters to Flash, you know. You're supposed to be able to answer some of these.
Next.
Okay, let's try this one. This one got here in one piece, International Airmail.
Oh.
It's from Leary O'Derry
uh-huh.
of Syrup on Toast, England.
Uh-huh.
PCX 30YJ2X.
I love those British zip codes.
63BQ.
Okay, what does he
writes,
say?
Leary O'Derry writes,
uh-huh.
Dear Flash,
uh-huh.
I was wondering what happened when the pirate ship sank the radio sieve
uh-huh.
and what happened after that because it never was finished.
That's a terrible imitation.
Well, hey, you know, I can't do a British accent.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right.
Uh-huh.
So, Flash, what exactly did happen with radio sieve anyway?
Well, it's like this.
As our hero narrowly escapes drowning, he watches the gallant radio ship sink picturesquely into the briny deep. As the tower slips along with the rest of the ship into Davy Jones' locker, we join the radio ace in this historic flashback.
Oh, I get it. Flashback. That's pretty good. Boy, talk about your historical broadcast. Gosh. I sure am lucky that the mermaid on the front of the boat is made out of balsa wood. She sure floats nice. I'll just kind of keep clinging on here. Well, I shouldn't be here too long. I mean, you know, I'm sure somebody heard my SOS. It was five dots, four dashes, and five dots. Was that supposed to be three dots and five dashes? Well, heck. No need to worry. I'm sure that the radio ship company owners will come and save me. I mean, you know, they seem like real nice fellas. Sure is wet here.
Hours pass. Our hero bides his time, waiting for the ship's owners, by humming a happy tune.
16 men on a dead man's chest.
Of course, he might have been worried if he knew that the ship's owners had been arrested for violating the Marine Radio Offenses Act, and they denied having anything whatever to do with Radio Civ, which anyway, even if they did, they said, was fully automated. Our hero, meanwhile, waits.
Boy, I sure am hungry. Well, there must be something around here to eat. Hey, there's some seaweed. I'll just grab some here. Tastes just like spinach.
The hours turn to days. The days turn to weeks. And the weeks...
Hey, wait a minute here!
Well, anyway, our hero, thinner, weaker, waits and waits and waits until suddenly he spies land!
Land ho! Land ho! Skirting down the band sails! Mini sap the Zubaroobs or whatever! Hey, it's land! It's an island! Hey, there must be people on it! I can hear music! I can hear me!
The ship set ground on the shore of an island.
No way I'm going there! No way! Come on, paddle away!
Using up the very last of his strength, paddling away from the mysterious island, our hero, floating Flash Frisbone, finds himself ready to give up. Weakened beyond belief, in horrible agony, he notices that the ship's figurine to which he has been clinging is becoming waterlogged.
Hey, who dreams this stuff up anyway?
It looks like the end for our hero.
If I get out of this, I'm gonna get a real job. I'm gonna quit this broadcasting stuff. It ain't worth it. Hey, what's that? What's that I hear? What's that? What?
It's the KMPC traffic copter. Blown south of its course, in an amazing coincidence, the copter finds itself hovering right over our hero. Chuck Fred, KMPC traffic reporter, throws Flash a life preserver. And soon, the soaking wet radio ace is hauled into the copter cabin, where he renews his old acquaintances.
Hey, Flash, it's really great to see you again.
Boy, I'll say.
Oh, boy.
What? Hey, Chuck, I love your reports.
Hey, that's just great, Flash.
This is my lucky day.
There's a copy of Radio and Records in the back, if you want to read it.
Oh, boy, I'll say.
It's about time for my report now.
Hey, let's see if there's a job in here.
Hey, Flash, it's great to see
Great to see you too, Chuck.
And there you have it, friends. The true story of how our hero, Flash Frisbone, was miraculously saved from the sinking of Radio Civ. In answer to another letter to Flash.
Boy, that sure brings back a lot of memories. Hey, you got any other letters I can answer here on the show today before we give it back to what's-his-name?
Well, I've been looking through the letters here, Flash, but the rest of them are pretty much all the same. They want to know, Dear Flash, are you ever going to renew your episodes on the Air Check Factory so we have something to look forward to besides just listening to great air checks?
I don't know. Letters to Flash was produced and recorded at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan. Script, dialogue, and special visual effects by Gary Bourgeois. Additional material, as well as prodding and cajoling by Tom Connard. This is your announcer speaking, saying, keep those cards and letters coming, folks.
And there we go, the final installment of Flash Frisbone, the DJ who just couldn't hold down a job. A number of you have been asking if those episodes will be available at the PCJ Media website. Yes, they will be. There's going to be a page for that where you can go and download all of the episodes that we've been airing over the course of the summer, right until now, the 8th of October, which is the first transmission of Happy Station this week. Because our first transmission actually is on a Saturday. All right, now time for more music. Here is a group, actually, it's a lovely instrumental piece called Indian Sacred Spirit. The song is called Yeha Noha. There was Indian Sacred Spirits with Yeha Noha here on the International Happy Station. The other day, as I was looking around for some music, I came across a very unusual album of an artist actually that is very, very well known. His name is James Last. Well, this is, it's very unusual. And the reason is because it doesn't in any way, shape, or form sound like a James Last album. It's called They Call Me Hansi, which is the nickname that James Last has. It came out a few years ago, and just reading the collaborations that he has on this album, it's quite strange. I mean, Herbert Grönemeyer, very famous German singer, Tom Jones, yes, Tom Jones, Nina Hagen. Want me to say that again? Okay, I will. Nina Hagen, Xavier Naidoo, Pavarotti, and many others. It's like a duets kind of album. It is the most un-James Last album that I have ever heard, and I'm a fan of James, have a lot of his music, and this one is just it's so strange, but it is really good. It's smoking hot. It came out a few years ago, 2004, and it's called They Call Me Hansi. We're going to take a listen to one of the tracks on here. It's James Last featuring vocalist Haley Westernra. The song is called Across the Universe of Time.
When the sea falls from the shore, as the light sinks low, will I see you anymore? As the rain falls from the sky, can I bring you back from a distant lullaby? Show me your vision, the stormy beacon to lights arising and burning as one. In the deep blue of the night, shine millions of stars, and my spirit burning bright, spinning on into the sun, flying higher now my journey's begun.
From the album They Call Me Hansy, James Last with Singer, Haley Westenra with Across the Universe of Time. See what I mean? It sounds very, very unusual. Great, great album, by the way. And if you do see it around, pick it up, because you're, if you're not a James Last fan, this album might change that. It is just so, such a departure from everything else that he's done. Quite amazing, actually. All right. Once again, our email address is PCJ. What is it again? PCJ. No, it's not PCJ. What am I? That's our website, PCJmedia.com. PCJmedia.com is our website. Our email address is hs@PCJmedia.com. And of course, you can write us via snail mail. Just write to PCJ Media or PCJ Radio, care of Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47. That's number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, Lane 31. Sanmin Road, S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I-N, Sanmin Road, Section 1, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, that's B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, 22070-ROC. That's 22070, our postal code, and that's in the ROC. And if you don't know what ROC stands for, it stands for Republic of China, because that is Taiwan's official name. There's the People's Republic of China, otherwise known as China to the rest of the world, and Taiwan's official name is Republic of China. Somebody was asking about that one time. They say, says, I couldn't believe it, but they said, oh, ROC, does that mean Korea? And I went, wait a second, doesn't Korea begin with a K? Yeah, he probably didn't enter a spelling bee contest. All right, time now for more music. Here's the Gypsy Kings and Joby Joba. The Gypsy Kings and Joby Joba. You know, this past week, I got an email from Paulette McCrory, and she reminded me something that I probably would have forgotten about. And that this weekend, actually, the 8th and 9th of October, is going to be the first year anniversary of Media Network Plus. I totally forgotten about it. And we actually have a little segment actually on the show that we're going to be talking about that. So tune into Media Network Plus. You can find out all the details at our website, pcjmedia.com. And it airs, of course, also on the World Radio Network. Well, not all the versions. And what do I mean by that? Well, the show initially started off as a monthly 55-minute show. And then in the summer, we moved to a 28-minute edition of the show for the World Radio Network. And some people are saying, well, what's the difference? Well, the difference, of course, one is weekly. The monthly version has sort of the best features that we've done over the course of the last, say, month or so, because some stations only air the monthly version opposed to the 30-minute version. So sometimes there's material that overlaps, but you know that it doesn't matter because not everybody will hear the same thing at the same time. So tune in for that. Also, we're going to be giving the results for a poll that we had running on the PCJ website all summer long. And the poll was about the new SanGen ATS-909X, and it was, do you like the new SanGen ATS-909X? Yes, maybe, or no. And we will be giving the results on the next edition of Media Network Plus. And this was a poll that we had running from May the 16th until Saturday, October 1st. There's a new poll up there now. Do go and check it out, and do vote on it. Let me see. There was something else that I wanted to mention. Ah, yes, a new series. Yes, a new series from PCJ is going to be premiering in the month of January. It's going to be a 52-episode series. 52? Why 52? Well, that represents 1 week of the year. Or rather, 52 weeks of the year. The series is going to be called Say It With Music, and will be presented by Paulette McCrory. It's going to be an unusual series because we're going to be featuring 52 of the most predominant easy listening artists, not just easy listening artists, but, you know, well-known producers, and sort of answer the questions. Things like, what do Frankie Lane, Frank Sinatra, Ray Conniff, Mitch Miller, and Guy Mitchell all have in common? You may think you know the answer, but you'd be surprised what it is. And questions like, what do Sophia Loren, George Martin, John Lennon, and Rolf Harris all have in common? Yes, these funny little tribute items, as well as featuring some of their biggest songs during that new series. So do check it out in January 2012. Anyway, with that, we've almost come to the end of this edition of Happy Station. Once again, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media and or PCJ Radio. Click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. And of course, our website, you know it. Do I have to really give it out again? Well, actually, I should, because if you just enter pcj.com, you will be brought to the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica. Yes, I got an email from somebody saying, I went to pcj.com and I was brought to the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica. No, there is no connection. Ours is pcjmedia.com. Anyway, on behalf of Johan Backer, our production assistant, and our technician, Kevin Lee, this is Keith Parent saying so long, au revoir, au Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.